Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I am Joanna Mignone at 355 Mountain View Avenue. I received a flyer today.
Okay. And you said your name was Joanne?
Joanna, two words.
Oh, Joanna, sorry. All right. And what can I do for you today? So you received a flyer and you're looking to sign up?
Yeah, but the flyer doesn't, my son told me that you have a 2 gig one for $89.99.
Yes, that is correct. We do. That would also be with the promotional price if you sign up for auto pay with paperless billing through your checking account.
And two years and a free installation and everything. I would
correct.
Still get all that if I get the 2 gig. Then that's what I want.
Okay, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to help you out with getting you signed up. And you
See
said
that?
It was...
I helped you get a bigger sale.
Well, we don't focus on the sales, but I do appreciate it.
Okay, could you hold on 1 second?
Absolutely.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm still here. Okay, and what was the zip code for your address, please?
12487.
Perfect. All right, I've got you here. So it does show that our in-service date that will be available for us to start service with you would be the 27th of December. Did you want to go ahead and do the sign-up process now so it's out of the way and all we would have to do is call you for scheduling?
Sure.
Okay.
December 27th.
Yeah, 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. And this is for a residential, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. And approximately, if you don't mind me asking, how large is your home in square footage? It just helps to determine if an extender is needed.
The whole house, I believe, is 1,400 square feet for the first floor. But I split it in half, and I have a tenant. I just have an upstairs and a downstairs now.
Okay.
She just has a downstairs. And we have a basement.
We have right now, we're hooked into the Eero system from Amazon.
Okay.
And that's got about 4 extenders on it.
Gotcha, yeah. No, the reason why is because we also do include the wireless router and the modem in your monthly price. So if you wanted to use yours, you absolutely could. But when it comes to troubleshooting, we would not be able to do anything with regards to troubleshooting
we want you to do the whole thing. He was just trying to give you an idea of how big.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Perfect. We're going to do the... He just wanted to give you
an idea of
what you've been using so far. No worries. And just so you know, your first extender is available at no cost for the 1 and 2 gig packages for residential subscribers. There are many factors involved with deciding number and placement of these extenders, and it will ultimately be decided by you and your Archtop technician on the date of your install. So based on the size of your location, it does sound like maybe 1 to 2 extenders might be great. Again, the first one is free. So when it comes time for your install, definitely have that conversation with your technician to let them know, hey, look, we need this coverage. This is approximately how large our size is. What do you recommend? And he will definitely be able to give you the honest opinion of what you might need.
Yeah, because we have a big deck and we are always all here in the pool. And there's everybody's cell phone, everybody's iPads and, you know.
Absolutely. And that's understandable too.
Yeah, we do have... a regular Ethernet set up downstairs in my office.
Yes.
Also, because it has two computers in it that runs on Ethernet. That shouldn't be a big deal. Actually, all you have to do is plug that in.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. And did you guys want any phone service?
No, we don't even have one now.
No worries.
We use our cell phones.
Yeah, that's what I use too, so no worries. That's why I was just asking. Some people still have landlines, though.
Yeah, I know. I know and some of them.
Do you own or rent your current property?
Oh, I own it.
Okay. And do you know how your utility wires are feeding your home, such as like Central Hudson? Are they coming off the pole in the air?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. All right. And you said Joanna. It was two different words.
Two
it
words.
Was J-O and then A-N-N-A?
Yes. Mignon.
What is your last name, please?
Mignon. M-I-G-N-O-N-E.
Oh. Already got it. It's cute. That's the actual translation for it. That's great.
It's like filet mignon.
Yeah. Mignon is actually... mignon is... Like for the example of the filet mignon, it's like it just means cute filet. And then with the E at the end, it just makes it feminine.
Yeah.
All right. And okay. And then what is the email address you'd like registered with the account, please?
Joanna @ Cyber Fairies, CYBERFAIRIES.
Got it.
.net. Because fairies
awesome.
Get caught in the net.
Yes, they do. There's also two different ways of spelling fairies.
Yes, I know. That's why I spell it first.
And I'm so glad that you did. And what is the primary phone number you'd like on the account, please?
845-532-9101.
Okay. And did you want a secondary number on the account?
I don't think so.
Okay. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account?
Cell phone. Call me.
I was going to ask if you wanted us to call you by phone or send a text.
No, call me because
okay.
Sometimes I don't see the text for days, and sometimes my friends will say, "Didn't you get my text the other day?" No, and emails I can have like 300 before I'll even check them.
Oh, I know.
I'm not good at
believe
that.
Believe me,
to
I completely
call me
understand.
And I'll answer.
All right, and just for the phone opt-in, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded, from Archtop and its agents or vendors, such as myself, at the phone number that you provided? You can revoke
yes.
this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase.
Okay.
Just making sure, because, again, sometimes if something has to get rescheduled or we're returning a call, you know, we want to make sure that we have your approval to call.
Yep.
All right. And then as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This doesn't affect your score. We don't see anything regarding your score. It just lets us know that you are who you say you are. And then it also tells us whether or not you're at risk of missing any of or not paying your bill, essentially.
No, don't worry about that.
Okay. So you do agree to go through with a credit check?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Okay, and just bear with me as I get there. And I'm just inputting the information now, and then I will ask you for your social in a moment. And again, I will only need your social once. At that point, it will allow me to go ahead and submit, and then it'll let me know whether a deposit is required or not, which, again, most likely not.
Yeah, really. If they tell me that, I know my score is in the 800s, so.
Yeah. Again, we don't see the score. It just tells us, you know, percentage of possibility of delinquency. So go ahead when you're ready for the social. I am able to type it in and immediately click submit.
127-38-6965.
Okay, submitting now. Oh, so, okay. So you have restricted access to your credit file. Do you happen to know the PIN?
Oh, shit.
We just did that. What did
you... Oh, you know, we did that because of the Social Security breach.
Yeah.
What PIN did you give him?
I have to look. Let me look at my phone and see if I have that.
I don't know what I'm picking on.
Yeah, it would be for Experian. So if you have the Experian PIN, that would be
perfect. I have Experian. Came right up. 75261.
Okay, perfect. Submitting now.
Did it work?
Awesome. Yep, it went through, and we've got a good report, meaning no deposit required.
Cool, it worked, Pete.
Gee, I did all three of them.
Thank God.
And then you wanted to sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing with the checking account, correct?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to, but... I have to in order to get this price, so I'd rather get a paper bill every month, but I guess I'll have to do this.
Okay. And if you are wanting to go ahead and do that now, I mean, you can do it online if you would prefer.
No, I'm getting done, get done.
Okay, no worries. So whenever you're ready for the routing number, that will be what I will need first.
2219712-64.
Okay. And just to confirm, that is Ulster Savings, right?
Yes.
Okay. Whenever you're ready for the account number, please.
56149391.
Okay. And then it is your name on the account, Joanna?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Oh, it says Josephine Anna Mignon.
Okay. I can do that.
That's for the bank. Because that's all my legal documents. I don't cut the first.
And this is for a checking account, correct?
Yes. But I sign all my checks, Joanna. Everything is Joanna.
Okay. No worries. That's completely understandable.
But just in case, I didn't want you to think I was trying to be somebody else.
No. I already saw that. So you're all set.
Okay, now when would they be calling me to set up? Before the 27th or after?
So it would be sometime around the 27th, just to clarify that.
Okay.
And then you do, of course, authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to be $89.99.
Yes, it will be $89.99 since we just set up the auto pay and paperless billing. And then is there anything about your home that our installer should be aware of before they arrive for the drop cable? Essentially, the drop cable is the cable that connects you from your home to our fiber network at the street on the outside. So oftentimes, if we end up micro trenching and burying the cable, we do need to know if there's anything like a buried wire, a septic tank, anything like that.
There's
gas
no
lines.
Septic, and there is the, on the driveway, it's tarred. And there is the gas line in there.
Okay.
And absolutely see where it is, because when we had the gas put in, they just put a strip of tar so you could see the difference in the tar.
Okay. I'll put down difference in tar shows where gas line
gas
is.
Line. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know.
Do they normally bury it or just run it?
So normally we do our very best to have it buried where possible. The reason that we do that is because it helps prevent you from losing service if a tree limb comes down or during rough weather.
Right. Okay.
One reason why I asked is we have over 30-something years multiple wire setups.
Absolutely. But and I completely understand.
Yeah, the technician will figure it out.
Yes, they will. They will absolutely figure that out for you. Don't worry. Did you have any questions or comments for our techs?
No, I'm sorry that I have to wait till December.
I know.
We've been waiting for this since my son first heard about it.
Yeah.
When you were doing sorbeties.
And then you did
and
hear from us through the direct
I,
mail, right? Where you had gotten our flyer?
I got a flyer from the mail, and okay. My husband was just going to call. But I said, no, Anthony really knows about this. Let's talk to him first.
I mean, it's always nice when you have somebody that knows.
Yeah. So he said, Ma, go for the 2 gigs. And he went online and read them all and told me to take the extreme 2 gig.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, really, it's all about what you do with the internet.
Yeah,
so.
We do a lot.
Well, that's always a good thing then. To have the 2 gig. Like, I've got a house full of gamers, so.
Yeah.
All our TV.
For me, it's always entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. We like it. So. All right.
But, yeah, so you guys are all set. If you would like, I am going to go over a couple of disclosures for you, just so that you're aware of a couple of things. Firstly, you should receive 2 emails. One will be the confirmation of your order. The other one will be the invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address that you provided to me today. So if you do have any questions that are regarding our terms of service or general billing questions, you can definitely visit our website or you can also give us a call. So if ever you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, which is the cable that I previously explained. And that may happen before the date of your install. But you don't need to be home for that. So if they come out to the property just to go ahead and get that burial of the wire done prior to the installation, that's fine. Install typically takes about an hour and a half, maximum 2 hours. Now, to maintain the consistent connection, if you do currently have a provider, we do recommend to wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider.
Yeah. Because we don't want to be without.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we do recommend that
right.
You do wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider.
Okay, thank you.
And then also for the modem and router and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber, it is the property of Archtop. And it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So if you decide, hey, it's not for us, or you're moving, or whatever the case may be, whatever the reason for canceling is, you will need to go ahead and send us all the associated equipment back by using the there will be a pre-labeled box that you'll be able to mail everything back to us with.
Okay. Not a problem.
So we will send you a pre-labeled kit, a return kit, to go ahead and send us that back. If you don't send it back within 30 days, it can result in up to a $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in the required time frame. So,
okay.
And then just need your permission or agreement to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Okay.
Perfect. So when you open up the email to sign into your Arch.Viber account, it should provide you with a temporary password. If it doesn't and it's not allowing you to log right in, go ahead and click on the forget password and type in your email as the username. That way it'll send you a new link to go ahead and set. Yes, it should arrive within the next like 10 minutes or so.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if it was there already. I would do it well.
Yep, it should be there. Check your junk mail, though, definitely. Sometimes Gmail and any other kind of web services that provide email services do sometimes flag it as junk mail.
Okay, I didn't get it yet.
Well, it will arrive. And if you do have difficulties with it, again, you can just click on the forgot password. It'll immediately send you a new password link.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right. You are so very welcome. So definitely keep an eye out for our phone call closer to the 27th of December, and we will be able to go ahead and get you all scheduled up. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Day. You as well. Is there anything else that I might be able to answer for you in the meantime?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, Joanna, it's been a wonderful time speaking with you, and I hope you guys have a wonderful week.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.